GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, here to slice through the crypto chaos with a healthy dose of reality. Today, we're diving into a tectonic shift in crypto regulation, a DeFi implosion, and a questionable Bitcoin strategy that's got everyone scratching their heads. First up, the SEC might finally be singing a different tune. After years of treating crypto like a legal piñata, they've submitted their first-ever fundraising framework to the White House for review. This proposed regulation crypto is a real curveball, signaling an end to their favored tactic of regulating via lawsuit. Paul Atkins, the SEC chair, has effectively broken out of the enforcement-first bubble, and now we're staring down the barrel of what could be the most significant regulatory update in a decade. If OIRA gives it the nod, the public will soon have their say. So what's actually in it? For starters, there's a startup exemption allowing early-stage projects to raise up to $5 million over 4 years without the bureaucratic nightmare of full securities filings. It's a bold and, frankly, sensible move, one that acknowledges the unique nature of crypto ventures. But let's not pop the champagne just yet. This is the SEC, after all. There's still room for plenty of surprises and potentially disappointments as we move into the public comment phase. Next, to a scene that's more Shakespearean drama than DeFi protocol, Aave is unraveling faster than a ball of yarn in a kitten's paws. The latest to jump ship is Chaos Labs, Aave's go-to for risk management. Apparently, even a $5 million carrot wasn't enough to keep them on board. The perfect storm of unsustainable economics, V4 upgrade chaos, and internal governance wars has turned Aave into a problematic battlefield. This isn't just a hiccup. It's the third major team to abandon ship in just 2 months. With $12 billion of deposits and no risk manager confirmed, Aave is, unfortunately, the Titanic of DeFi right now. As DAOs go, Aave's is starting to look like a cautionary tale of how not to manage decentralized governance and operations. If they can't stabilize, it could spell trouble not just for them, but for confidence in DeFi protocols more broadly. Finally, let's talk about Strategy, embracing its inner Bitcoin whale as it chalks up a staggering $14.46 billion unrealized loss, then casually buys another $330 million worth of Bitcoin. It's either the ultimate expression of institutional confidence or a train wreck in slow motion. Remember, Bitcoin took a 20% nosedive in Q1 2026, marking its worst first quarter performance since 2018. Strategy is sitting on 766,970 BTC with a cost basis that would make even the most hardened hodler wince. Their average purchase price is $75,644 per Bitcoin. And as of March 31st, the market carrying value is a painful $51.65 billion. While the move might sound like madness, perhaps they see something the rest of us don't, or maybe it's just a testament to institutional stubbornness. Either way, it's a sobering lesson in market volatility and the perils of going all in on one asset, no matter how decentralized it claims to be. For job seekers and builders in crypto, these stories are more than headlines. They're the winds shaping your sails. The potential regulatory shift could mean a more predictable legal environment, offering some much-needed clarity. But the mess at Aave should serve as a reminder of the importance of sustainable governance and risk management in any crypto venture. As for Strategy's Bitcoin roller coaster, it's a lesson in the volatility inherent in crypto that all builders must respect. That's the lay of the land for today. Tune in tomorrow as we continue keeping the crypto conversation grounded and informed. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.